Typical dialogues.
The book ideas. In this conversation, Seth is talking to his literary agent about some books he's written. Listen to the conversation and answer these two questions. 1. What does the agent think of Seth's books? 2. Which project is the agent interested in?
So, I was just wondering what you were doing about promoting my books.
Well, frankly, we aren't quite sure we can represent you any longer.
Why is that? What's wrong?
Well, your latest book, A History of Stalls in Pre-Revolutionary France, isn't exactly selling well. I mean, who exactly is it appealing to?
Well, French people, historians who...
Exactly. And what about this autobiography? Greg Barnes, his life, his story. We've sold precisely 16 copies so far in 6 months. The remaining 299,984 copies will be pulped. Who is Greg Barnes, anyway?
He was the best friend of the husband of that girl who was in Big Brother, you know, about 4 years ago.
It was a rhetorical question. Who cares about Greg Barnes?
Well, his wife probably does.
They're divorced. Now let's move on to your children's book, Finance and Economics for the Under Fives. It's not really appropriate for that age group.
But there were lots of fun cartoons.
Come on, what parent in their right mind would buy that for their child?
But what about my novel? Surely, you know...
Your novel, yes. Your novel, Sizzling Pigs. It started off well, sort of, but there's no ending.
Yes, there is.
Having, and then they woke up and it was all a dream, at the end of a novel is not, in my view, a valid ending. No, I'm sorry, but our business relationship has come to an end. You've been publishing your own books for years now, and we just can't sell them.
Oh, right. So you don't want to see my latest proposal, then?
No. What is it?
It's a biography.
A biography? Whose biography?
Well, it's a biography about you.
Really? Oh, that's nice. That sounds great. Very nice. Let's have a look. Yes, yes, we can definitely do something with this. Did you remember to mention the time when I met the Queen's uncle back in 2004 when I...